But you're still alive. My family know I'm alive, but no other people know. He looked at me. But now you know. How did you do it? I asked. I told my family about my plan, and I told Greta, my wife. At first they didn't like it, but after a long time, they said okay. Then I faked the car crash.
Faked it?
Yes, he said. I put some of my things in the car, a guitar and some clothes. Then I pushed my car over a cliff and burned it. The police found the burned car and thought I was dead. Everybody thought I was killed in the car crash.
But you faked the crash, I said.
Yes.
What did you do then?
My family hid me away for months. I tried to change into a different person. Shorter hair, a moustache, quiet suits. All my money went to Greta, and she changed her name to Ross. I told her to buy this island. Now I invest her money, the money that was mine. And now I'm James Ross.
What about Jake Rosso? I asked.
Jake Rosso took drugs, he said. Jake Rosso got drunk and crashed cars. He killed a young girl, so he had to die. I can never forget the girl. I think about her every day.
And that's why you always look so sad, I thought.
I looked around the room.
Why do you keep a room like this?
Why do you keep the guitars, the posters and photographs? James Ross did not speak for a minute. Then he said, I need to remember my old life and what Jake Rosso was like. I'm never going to sing again, and I'm never going to take drugs. But I need this room to remember. I looked at the posters and the photographs, and I looked at his sad face. I'm not going to say anything. I won't tell my mother. I won't tell anybody. James Ross looked at me.
I think you understand, he said.
I do, I said. I've done bad things. I want to forget them too. I needed to get away, to hide too. That's why we came to England, to begin a new life.
Yes, I understand.
He took my hand, and we walked out of the room and closed the door. I never went into the room again, and I didn't tell anybody. My mother and I left the island at the end of the summer. Soon after, I went to college. My life is better now. I work on a farm in England, and my mother works in an office. My mother doesn't worry about me because I'm happier now. I haven't been back to the island. But I know there's a dead man living there.